101.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tonight's online chat on X, the social media site Elon Musk owns, between Musk and Donald Trump, got started 40 minutes late, Musk blaming a cyber attack, malware. Mr. Trump commenting on various subjects.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
After the Harris Walls campaign releasing a statement describing the X show as self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Israel on high alert after bracing for an attack from Iran in retaliation for two high-profile assassinations allegedly carried out by Israel of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders in Iran. The surprise Ukrainian offensive into Russia has expanded into a second border region, says Ukraine's top military commander. It's the biggest occupation of Russian territory by a foreign army since the Second World War. Gasoline prices dropped some more over the past week, says the Energy Department. This is ABC News. Attorneys for a rapper are trying to have his conviction related to a killing in Compton overturned.
Knight's legal team plans to ask a judge to allow them access to law enforcement records that could indicate a racial bias violation in Knight's 28-year prison sentence. Knight's attorney Jasmine Mine says she plans to use data, including a report that found black people in California get harsher punishments than other races.
Mr. Knight also presented a few sample cases.
A hearing is set for later this month. Knight was sentenced in 2018 for fatally running over a man after an argument on the set of the movie Straight Out of Compton. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Research announced today suggests huge amounts of water under the Martian surface. Seismic measurements from NASA's InSight lander hints that the lakes and maybe oceans that used to cover Mars billions of years ago are now 7 to 12 miles below the surface. Data suggests there is enough water to fill a global ocean. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.